You and six others have signed a letter to the Saudi embassy offering to take 100 lashes apiece. By then, Badawi had already received, I think, 50 lashes and was scheduled for another 50 soon after.
Yes.
But his sentence has been postponed for health reasons. Do you feel this letter has stayed the Saudi government's hand in this case?
We do believe that our letter and the attention that it has elicited has played a role in the fact that in the 5 weeks since Raif was first lashed in this outrageous and brutal sentence he received, he has not been lashed again. There have been a number of initiatives, but we are gratified to think that our effort has been part of sparing this brave and innocent man more brutal beatings.
How did it feel volunteering yourself for a level of torture that most of us would just find difficult even imagining?
Well, I have to say that for each of us who were the original signatories of the letter, we understood very clearly that the chances of us ever having to endure this punishment were tremendously remote.
Right.
But we felt strongly that we should not sign the letter unless we were willing to step up and fulfill our pledge. And we subsequently posted a petition on change.org. And it was a little different from the typical slacktivist petition. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with that phrase, but it's common
in,
you know, human rights circles that it's kind of a slacker's way to be active on behalf of an issue. You just like it or you sign your name to a petition. What made our petition on behalf of Raif a little different is we actually asked people not to sign it unless they too felt that they were prepared to follow through, recognizing that the possibility and the likelihood was remote.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expects the Saudi government to take you up on the offer, but what you're hoping to accomplish is a symbolic gesture.
It is a symbolic gesture, but it also, I think, awakens in anybody who signs a petition like that or a letter like that, a deeper awareness of just what it means to be in the hands of brutal, autocratic governments that can not only trample on your rights, but can physically abuse you to some degree at will.
Last count, more than 1,000 citizens now.
Yes.
Have signed the petition on change.org to do what you would offer to do and take some of these lashes. What comes next?
Well, we will be sending a follow-up letter to the Saudi government, drawing their attention to the fact that now from every corner of the world, from every continent, and from dozens of countries, people have gone online to this petition to say, we will stand with Raif Badawi. We do not want to see him suffer this unjust punishment. And we really are making the point to them that no matter how many lashes you sentence the advocates of free speech and freedom of conscience to, there will be people standing in solidarity with them worldwide saying, punish us too if that's the way you're going to behave.
What response have you gotten from the Saudis?
We have not gotten a response from the Saudis other than the fact that this man has not been lashed again. We have also heard through a number of back channels that we have that they are looking for an off-ramp, that they are looking for a way to exit from this. And we do know that about a week ago, he was back in court for another hearing in his case. Now that, I believe, is probably an encouraging development, although we are very, very cautious because he had been initially sentenced when he went back to court. In fact, his sentence was increased. And so we are far from celebrating, but we hope that this return to court is an indication that they may be looking for an off-ramp.
Dr. Katrina Lantos-Sweat, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.